And let's get to cash procedures. Now, I know I'll say this is a cash practice seminar, module, what have you, and you know what I mean by that, but it's really not cash. It's just a pay for service when services are rendered, and it's more of developing the doctor-patient relationship, not having a third party come give you money for the patient. That really makes no sense at all. And as we said before, it's like this monster that was created. So when I talk about cash procedures, it's really just the same business model used by every other industry, every other profession, except what I feel is the greatest profession, the profession that heals people using your hands and your heart and your mind and your skill and your knowledge. So why do we have an inferiority complex to ask for money? I don't understand it. I said this at a seminar once. I have a guy who used to pick up dog poop from my backyard. He had no problem asking for cash or asking to be paid. So, doctors, we shouldn't really have any problem asking to be paid with what we do. So, I say it's cash procedures. It's actually just getting paid in the same model as every other profession. Now, I do know restaurants who did have a cash procedure. You had to pay them cash, and it worked for them. I don't recommend this. You just want to get paid by the person you did the work on at the time of the service, whether you are paid with a check, credit card, or cash. In reality, it's the way every other business works. So I'm going to keep saying to you, get rid of that inferiority complex about asking to get paid for the hard work you did, and make sure you did work hard. Feel free to confidently ask, will you be paying by cash, check, or credit card? Make it easy for patients. Accept credit cards. Even American Express. They charge you more, but it is better than the discounted rate you receive from insurance companies. Also, if the patient is coming in more than once a week, have him pay for the whole week up front, not at the end of the week. And this leads to the first rule of payment for service. Let no one walk out that door owing you money. There is a principle in business that the value of the service decreases after it's rendered. If you allow a patient to leave owing you money, her mind will play tricks that you really weren't that good and you charge too much, especially if she walks by a store window and sees something else she'd rather spend the money on. So, make sure patients pay at the time or mail you a check ASAP. This keeps the relationship clean. It keeps the exchange of energy clean. You put energy in to heal the patient, they give you energy back in the form of money. Give them their receipt. Remember, we've said that before. I know it's called a super bill, but always call it a receipt to your patient. No one likes to get a super bill. What does that have, a red cape and an S on it? We don't need to call it a super bill. And give them what they need with all the information on it. Make sure you've properly filled in the diagnosis and marked the correct procedural codes. If they do not pay then and there, hold on to their receipt until next visit. Lastly, it is one thing to have the confidence to have what is called a cash practice, but you also want to make it as financially feasible for your patients as possible. It is helpful, therefore, to let your patients know about flexible spending accounts, known as FSAs, through their employer, and health saving account programs, known as an HSA. Now, you can certainly look these up on the internet. But have the patients check with their financial advisor. If they don't have one, perhaps you can recommend two in your area. Again, you are giving more than they expect and helping them and the financial planners. The more you give, the more you get. Keep this mantra in your business psyche. The more you give, the more you get. This is another example of increasing your service and making yourself more valuable. This makes you a leader in your community and is one of the reasons why this is called the Practice Leadership Program. And it's not just called How to Have a Cash Practice. In your playbook is listed some basic information about FSAs and HSAs. You can read it there. Or as I just said earlier, you can certainly go online, look it up, and give this information to your patients so that this way they can set up whatever is financially more advantageous to them, so that yes, they can come in, take care of themselves with you, you get paid, and it takes some of the strain off the patient. So it's a good thing to give patients other options, let them know about FSAs and HSAs, financial planners. You want your patients being very successful financially because, number one, it takes stress off. I've told patients when I give information on HSAs, like, wow, thank you, doctor. I was like, well, my job is to take stress off you. And if I can give you a little bit of information that maybe you weren't aware of to get out of the insurance model that's not working for you, you're paying for something you don't even use because, God bless, I'm keeping you healthy and you're keeping yourself healthy. I still did my job as a doctor, which, as we said, is from the Latin docere, to teach. Doctor is Latin for teacher. If you teach your patients about HSAs, take stress off them, doctor, you did a good thing. You did a good thing to take stress off of them. So let's finish up. This module is about your office being an extension of you. Decorate the office as you like and make the work environment as professional as you can while being warm and inviting. The most important aspect is that you make it how you like it and not how you think someone else would. Be honest with yourself. You have to anyway, because being a phony never works out well. You are in your office more than anyone else, so make it pleasant and comfortable for you, first and foremost. You and your office should have a quiet dignity while being a place of healing. Invest in your office in terms of equipment, aesthetics, and functionality. Invest in your office just as you should invest in yourself. Be a walking advertisement for the lifestyle you are promoting, and let your office promote you also. Show the glaring need for what you do. In general, patients don't care about chiropractic, applied kinesiology, SOT, or anything else. They care about themselves. And if you are the one they are hiring to take care of them, they care about you. You want to instill uniqueness about you and your office that keeps your patients talking about both in an enthusiastic way. Obviously, the high quality of your care rates number one on the list. However, simple little things help fuel the fire, and it does not always need to be a full court press regarding chiropractic or subluxation, the silent killer. For example, I like to use a hologram in my office where a nickel appears to be floating, and when the patient reaches for it, they wave past the image. I then have them look down deeper into the hole and see where the nickel really is. I then make the analogy that this is what has been going on with their prior health care. People were mistaking the mirage for where the problem was, when in actuality they needed to look deeper to see where the problem is really coming from. I initially bought these holographic toys to explain what I do to the children I treat, but as it turns out, it works great for adults to comprehend, for example, why their low back pain might be coming from their upper cervical or cranial region. By the way, the holographic toy I use is 3D Miroscope from ToySmith. That's 3D Miroscope from ToySmith. I recommend you get it. It really leaves an impression on patients. Kinetic perpetual toys are also good, because when people see these things that defy logic, I will make the comparison between this and, let's say, my applied kinesiology and chiropractic treatments. They both seem impossible and mystical, but yet the proof is right in front of us, and both are based in science. Look, we're all big kids, and a picture or a demonstration is truly worth a thousand words. And you can also have something simple that says, you know, thank you for your referrals, or our practice is referral-based. A simple sign that can get into their subconscious maybe will also help them to tell people about all the great things you do and get in their mind that, wow, I like Dr. Smith. Let me make sure I keep sending people there. So that is one good idea to have, a little sign somewhere that says, thank you for referral. Our practice is based on referrals, something along that nature. But this is not about promoting chiropractic or applied kinesiology or any system. It is not about having chiropractic posters and spinal x-rays plastered all over the office. It is about promoting you and why you are the best doctor for your patients. Now, I'm not saying for you to talk like a braggart saying you're the world's best doctor, but you and your staff must instill in your patients that you are the best doctor in the world for them. Even if you refer them to someone else who perhaps can accomplish something that you couldn't, or who is a better fit for this patient, you are still the best doctor for that person because you made that vital healing connection. As I'm doing this more and more, I'm very quick within the first couple of visits to refer a patient to someone else I know who I feel would be a better fit. Now, maybe when I was younger, my ego wouldn't allow that because I just thought I can heal everybody, kicking and screaming or whether they wanted to or not. But as I'm getting more mature, let's use that word, that's my story and I'm sticking to it, is I'm picking up sooner if I'm not a good fit for the person, and I refer them to a doctor who I know and usually have taught, and it's a better fit. And then I feel like I did my job, and I feel good about it. And that's what you want to do here, doctors. Remember, it's about promoting you as a doctor of chiropractic, whatever your specialty is. So let's finish. This module is about making your office a healing haven for your patients and for yourself. Make it a beautiful sanctuary where the patients feel that they matter, where they feel they are important, and that they know they are in the right place. Make your office the kind of office you would want to go if you were being treated. Keep insurance out of the healthcare equation and allow the doctor-patient relationship to be at the center of the healing process and for your office to be the place where this all happens.